Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 Creation Chapter 13 Dhritarashtra Quits Home Part 3 Verses 31 through 60 O King, do not lament for anyone. Sri Sukta Goswami said, Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering fire sacrifice to the sun god, and offering obeisances, grains, cows, land, and gold to the brahmanas. Yudhisthira then entered his palace to pay respects to the elderly. However, Yudhisthira could not find his uncles or aunt, the daughter of King Subala. Maharaj Yudhisthira, full of anxiety, turned to Sanjay, who was sitting there, and spoke to him. Oh, where is our uncle, who is old and blind? Where is my well-wisher, Uncle Vidura, and Mother Gandhari, who is very afflicted due to all of her son's demise? My uncle, Dhritarashtra, was also very mortified due to the death of all of his sons and grandsons. Undoubtedly, I am very ungrateful. Did he therefore take my offenses very seriously, and along with his wife, drown himself in the Ganges? When my father Pandu fell down, and we were all small children, those two uncles gave us protection from all kinds of calamities. Yes, they were always our good well-wishers. Alas, where have they gone from here? Sukta Goswami said, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjaya, not having seen his own master Dhritarashtra, was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhisthira. First, Sanjaya slowly pacified his mind using his intelligence, and wiping away his tears and thinking of the feet of his master Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya began to reply to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Oh, my dear descendant of the Kuru dynasty, I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. O King, I have been cheated by those great souls. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his tumburu. Maharaj Yudhisthira and his brothers received Narada Muni properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. Then Yudhisthira spoke, O godly personality, I do not know where my two uncles have gone, nor can I find my ascetic aunt, who is very much grief-stricken by the loss of all of her sons. O Narada, you are like a captain of a ship in a great ocean, so you can direct us to our destination. Thus addressed, the godly personality, Devarshi Narada, greatest of the philosopher devotees, began speaking. Ma kanchana sucho rajan yad ishwara vashang jagat loka sapala yasyeme vahanti balam ishitu sa sang yunakti bhutani sa eva viyunakti cha. O pious King Yudhisthira, do not lament for anyone, for everyone is under the control of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, all living beings and their leaders carry on worship to be well protected. And it is only Krishna who brings them together and disperses them. Just as a cow bound through the nose by a long rope is conditioned, so also human beings are bound by different Vedic injunctions and are conditioned to obey the orders of the Supreme. Yatha krido paskaranam sanyoga vigamav iha ichchaya kriditu satpam tataiva sechchaya nirnam. As a player sets up and disperses playthings according to one's own sweet will, so too the supreme will of Lord Krishna brings men together and then separates them. O King Yudhishthir, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, sarvatha nahi shochaste snehad anyatra mohajat. Feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. For you are now thinking of how they, who are helpless poor creatures, will exist without you. Kala karma gunadhino dehoyam pancha bhautika katham anyam tu gopayet sarpa grasto yatha param. This gross material body made of five elements is already under the control of kala, eternal time, karma, action, and guna, the modes of material nature. So how then can it, being already in the jaws of the serpent, protect others? Ahastani sahastanam, apadani chatushpadam, falguni tatra mahatang, jivo jivasya jivanam. Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, and the general rule holds that one living being is food for another. Therefore, O King, you should look to the Supreme Lord only, who is one without a second, and who manifests himself by different energies and is both within and without. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, in the guise of Kala Rupa, all-devouring time, has now descended on earth to eliminate the envious from the world. Lord Krishna has already performed his duties to help the demigods and is awaiting the rest. So you Pandavas may wait as long as Lord Krishna is here on earth. O King Yudhishthir, your uncle Dhritarashtra, along with his wife Gandhari and his brother Vidura, have gone to the southern side of the Himalaya mountains, where there are shelters of the great sages. That place is called Saptasrota, divided by seven, because there the waters of the sacred Ganges were divided into seven branches, and this was done for the satisfaction of the seven great rishis. On the banks at Saptasrota, Dhritarashtra is now engaged in beginning Ashtanga Yoga by bathing three times daily in the morning, noon, and evening. And he is also performing the Agnihotra sacrifice with fire and by drinking only water. For this helps one control the mind and senses and frees one completely from thoughts of familial affection. One who has controlled the yogic asanas, sitting postures, and the breathing process can turn the senses toward the absolute personality of Godhead and thus become immune to the contaminations of the modes of material nature, namely mundane goodness, passion, and ignorance. In this way, Dhritarashtra will have to amalgamate his pure identity with intelligence and then merge into the Supreme Being with knowledge of his qualitative oneness as a living entity with the Supreme Brahman. And being freed from the blocked sky, Dhritarashtra will have to rise to the spiritual sky. Dhritarashtra will have to suspend all the actions of his senses, even from the outside, and he will have to become impervious to the interactions of the senses, which are influenced by the modes of material nature. Then, after renouncing all material duties, Dhritarashtra must become immovably established beyond all sources of hindrances on the path. O King Yudhisthira, Dhritarashtra will quit his body most probably on the fifth day from today, and Dhritarashtra's body will turn to ashes. And while outside observing her husband, who will burn up in the fire of mystic power along with his thatched cottage, his chaste wife Gandhari will enter the fire with rapt attention. Meanwhile, Vidura, being affected with both delight and grief, will then leave that place of sacred pilgrimage. Sukta Goswami then said, having thus spoken, the great sage Narada, along with his Veena, ascended into outer space. Yudhisthira kept Narada's instruction in his heart and so was able to get rid of all lamentations. Recorded January 13, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. You exist beyond this body, even beyond your little mind. You exist as spirit soul, unaffected by time. As a soul, you cannot suffer, cannot fall sick or die. You are peaceful, full of knowledge, always satisfied. But still for you there is danger coming in two ways. Ignorance and illusion, the soul can lose. She takes that body as herself, so she feels the pain. Then she's trapped up in the body like a bird in a cage. We're trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. We are trapped. Trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. We are trapped. Trapped like a bird in a cage. Thank you.
trapped like a bird in a cage. We're trapped like a bird, trapped like a bird, trapped like a bird in a cage.